Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Hi, this is English in the News. I'm Jian Li. Straight from the horse's mouth. 直接从马嘴里出来的。Now, what does this mean? According to the dictionary, this means from the original or most reliable source. So if you get a piece of information from the horse's mouth, you get it directly from someone who is involved in it and knows most about it. 所以它的在中文里面的意思就是根据最可靠的消息，很可能就是当事人自己讲的，或者是直接在现场目睹到发生了什么事情的人的嘴里。用这种方式得到了第一手的消息，就叫做 straight from the horse's mouth。这个片语最早是从赛马来的，这很有趣哦。Okay, I found some information here that says in horse racing circles, tips on which horse is a likely winner circulate amongst punters. The most trusted authorities are considered to be those in closest touch with the recent form of the horse, that is, stable lads, trainers, and so on. The notion from the horse's mouth is supposed to indicate one step better than even that inner circle,That is the horse itself. 这里讲说在赛马的这个圈子里面，大家去看赛马主要就是要赌。那每个人都会很想知道，这些赌客每个人都想知道今天到底是哪一匹马的状况最好。那会熟悉像这样子的 information, 像这样子的讯息的人，当然就是最靠近马的人。像是 stable lad, 意思就是在马厩里工作的那些小童，或者是驯马师、训练师，这样子的人。那假如是马自己会讲话的话，那你就可以直接从马的嘴里听到，哦，今天这几匹马里面哪些是状况比较不好的，哪些是好的。那这样子赌客就可以把他的钱压在那个状况好的、最健康的马身上。所以呢，从马嘴里听到的就是应该是最可靠的消息。 We have two examples here. The first one, a short conversation. A says, Is next Monday really a holiday? And B answers, Yep, our teacher was ahead of me in the lunch line, so I heard it straight from the horse's mouth. 那这里 这匹马指的是谁呢？指的就是老师，因为这个老师就站在这个学生的前面，在吃中饭的时候，他也许大家去买便当，这个老师就站在他的前面，所以他就直接是从老师那里听来的，说下个星期一会放假。 The next example, I got a tip yesterday, and if it wasn't straight from the horse's mouth, it was the next thing to it.I got a tip yesterday. Tip 是它可以当小费，但在这里呢，就是得到一些小情报，一些线索，也有点线索的意思。他说我昨天听到一个消息，这个消息是直接从马嘴里听到的。换句话说，也许是直接从当事人的嘴里。啊，他这个句子讲的是 ，And if it wasn't straight from the horse's mouth, it was the next thing to it. 就算不是从当事人嘴里听到，他也是非常接近了。就是啊，换句话说，我的这个消息是你可以相信我的，是很有根据的。How is this phrase used in news? Let's take a look. The first one is from BBC, and it's from May 22nd this year.On Facebook, Ruth Davidson has twice as many likes as the Scottish Conservative page, while Nicola Sturgeon also narrowly outstrips the official SNP page. And on a rather smaller scale, Willie Rainey trumps his Lib Dems. This might reflect the fact people want to see a personal touch on social media. They want to hear little revelations straight from the horse's mouth rather than carefully polished party press releases. Now, this article is about a Scottish election that happened in May. Nowadays, election results are often affected by social media. And here we have three candidates, Ruth Davidson, Nicola Sturgeon, and Willie Rainey. 这篇报道主要是在讲今年在五月的时候苏格兰的选举。那有三个候选人 ,Ruth Davidson, Nicola Sturgeon, and Willie Rainey. 这篇文章主要是在讲在现代的选举里面啊这个候选人他们更在意的可能是他的社群网站有得到几个按赞，而通常这个经过完整的非常小心包装的这种政党的 Facebook 反而不会得到大家的青睐，因为大家都希望能够直接从候选人的嘴里，也就是 from horse's mouth， 直接从候选人自己的脸书里面看到一些这些候选人的真面目，所以呢，他们所得到的按赞的数量经常超过他们的政党。在这里他说，候选人 Davidson 他的脸书按赞人数是苏格兰保守党脸书的两倍，那另外一位候选人 Sturgeon 的脸书人数也超过了他所代表的苏格兰国家党。 Rainey 他是来自比较小党，是自由民主党，他的总按赞数当然是跟另外那两位比起来少很多，但是也比他的自由民主党的脸书页 要多得多了。根据作者的想法，这可能反映了人们在社群网站看到私人的一面，他们比较喜欢看到这候选人直接从嘴里讲到的提到的小秘密，而不是刻意包装的政党的网页。 The second example, the word in town is that the highly anticipated Galaxy S9 will be unwrapped in January at the Consumer Electronics Show 2018 in Las Vegas. But that may not be the case at all. Coming straight from the horse's mouth, Samsung says it's unlikely. Talking with the Korea Herald, the South Korean brand cleared up the rumors that said,it's going to unveil the Galaxy S9 at CES 2018. 这是一篇有关三星电子的报道。那它主要是说，三星电子谣传会在明年一月的美国赌城拉斯维加斯的 Consumer Electronics Show， 就是有名的 CES 消费电子展，要公布它的旗舰手机 Galaxy S9。但是后来这个公司他在接受南韩本身的媒体，这个 Herald 就是他的一个先锋报，也就是他的一个网络媒体的访问的时候，他就直接否认了这个谣传，说三星并没有这样子的计划。这是直接从三星公司高层，他这里并没有讲是谁，但是他说这是直接从三星公司本尊出来的消息，所以这应该是最可靠的。所以呢，大概这家公司就真的不会在明年的一月就发表它的 S9 旗舰手机。这是 coming straight from the horse's mouth Samsung 的这样子的说法。 Thank you for tuning to English in the News straight from the horse's mouth. Thank you for tuning in to ICRT podcast English in the News coming straight from the horse's mouth. You can also visit our website for ICRT news blog, and you will find photos and scripts both in English and Chinese on our news blog that would help you understand better how this phrase is used in English news. Thank you very much. I'm Jane Lee.